Time now for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis on the Midday Farm Show. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us from Harvestland to tell us what's going on with the markets, what's driving them, and what you, the farmer producers, need to know going forward. We bring in Jalen Petick.
Have Jalen on the line once again for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis. Jalen, how's it going today?
Oh, it's going pretty good, Dustin. How are you?
Doing all right. Ready to get rid of some of this heat. I know the crops like the heat, but, you know, I think even they would like a little bit of a cool down at this stage.
Yeah. It's a little moisture and the 80-degree temp do pretty well for the growing, but, yeah, we could go without the upper 90s, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. But, of course, weather is the thing the markets have been watching and are going to continue to watch, right?
Yeah, no, that's definitely the focus here. We're in mid-June now, and obviously that's the time when we're looking not only at what the weather's currently doing here this week, but, you know, what it's doing next week and even 2 weeks out. Obviously, if you remember, right about right this week, early next week, was the peak of the market last year when the corn market started falling off. And it really happened. It would be next Monday here. We came back from the weekend, and the 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 day weather forecast showed cooler and wetter. And that kind of took all the worries away about that 4th of July pollination time and the crop being stressed. Obviously, this year, we have some areas that are a little drier than that time last year. The updated drought monitor this morning showed, you know, not a whole lot of relief for South Dakota and North Dakota. Not completely updated and taking into account the rains they received earlier this week on Monday and Tuesday, but now you're starting to see southern Iowa, northern Missouri, central Illinois, and central Indiana really are looking pretty dry. And, you know, the market's trying to take that into account. But the thing that's holding it back is if you look at your forecast here going the next 5 days or so, we're supposed to, those states, those areas are supposed to get some rain. If they would miss it over the weekend and we come back Monday, with little moisture in those areas and little to no moisture in the forecast, that's where things start getting a little volatile and a little explosive. And I would say it's true. You know, actually traveling through the central southern part of Iowa today, and there are some fields that look like they're starting to roll up a little bit. Obviously, the central, the northern part looks pretty good, just as good, if not better, than our area there in Minnesota. But, you know, things to watch and look for is yesterday, as these forecasts did look wetter, we did reverse lower in corn on both the July and December contracts. So if we finish lower today, that confirms that reversal, and the technical structure of your charts would look a little weaker here in the short term. Obviously, our funds are short. We could still get out of that. But otherwise, one thing, you know, that's interesting to point out is, you know, we had our conditions report on Monday, and obviously, you know, everyone looks at what's the good to excellent. This week we were at 67% versus 68% last week, and last year this time we're at 75%. The other piece that kind of gets overlooked is what percentage of that crop is poor to very poor, you know, the opposite end of the spectrum. And this year, at this time, we have over 6 million corn acres in poor, very poor conditions, which is 40% more than the average for this time of year. Some key states to look at, kind of surprising when you look at it, but Illinois this year has 1.6 million acres or so that's rated poor to very poor. In 2012, they only had 180,000. Indiana has about 1 million more acres, 12. And Iowa has a few hundred thousand more as well. So, you know, there is a little hope that the weather, if it turns hot and dry, you might see some volatile markets here going into the next couple weeks, Dustin.
So basically looking forward, it's going to be a lot of the same because we're in that holding pattern right now. I know the big crop, big USDA report comes out at the end of the month. So I suppose until then, we're kind of just at the mercy of the crop progress reports and the weather, right?
I think that's exactly right. You've seen a lot of volatility at noon when the new weather maps come out, and then right away at night because we get additional weather maps at 3 and 6 o'clock. So you see, you know, it's all on the weather right now, and it's all on those Monday afternoon reports until, like you said, we come up to June 30th for our.
All right. Well, Jalen, we'll be talking to you again next week. We appreciate the update as always.
Hey, thanks, Dustin.
That's been a check of your Harvestland Grain Market Analysis for this week. Tune in again next week on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9 during the Midday Farm Show, and Jalen will give us an update as to what is going on with the Grain Market Analysis.